Every Tuesday morning, we connect with former Cavs coach Mike Fratello, one of the winningest coaches in NBA history, analyst for both the Yes Network, TNT. Our morning chat with Mike Fratello is brought to you by Metro Lexus. Got a 104-101 win to talk about, but more of a story, I think, on how they won it. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. At one point, Coach Lou pulled the starters. I almost thought they were just going to, okay, let's mark this down for a loss. He puts them back in. What a comeback last night.
Maybe a milestone for this season as far as turning things around and getting this team back on track the way everyone has been waiting to see, hoping to see. And it was good to see the championship pride come out in that team finally, where down 20, that's that crossroad that you come to. And Teron Lou saw it, and he said, you guys are out of here at the end of the third quarter, pulled all the starters out, put the other guys in to see if they could chip away a little bit at the lead. And then when they got to the fourth quarter, down 15 points, you saw them care that they were that close enough to get a win with 12 minutes remaining, and they went out and got it done, which was very impressive. A great win for their momentum, gets them back to 500. And now we'll see what happens in Charlotte tomorrow night, whether they carry that over to wind up putting themselves above 500.
Mike, beyond the hot shooting, and Korver was incredible, and really they all were. They hit 9 threes in the fourth. Beyond that, what did you see in the Cavs in that fourth quarter as they closed it out?
Well, two things. You know, they started the game one way and finished it the same way, Mike. When you're talking about defense, was very, very good to start the game with 6.5 minutes to go. The Knicks, and I'm talking about the first quarter now, in that first quarter, they had held the Knicks had just 12 points, stifled them. You know, for the evening, they held Porzingis. The only three guys going into the NBA last night that were averaging 30 or more points. Porzingis was one of them. Well, they defended him, forced him into 7 of 21 shooting from the floor for 20 points. So it started out great defensively. And then suddenly the wheels came off. And it may have started with that confrontation right at the end of the first quarter between LeBron, Frank Ntilikina, and then Cantor stuck his nose in there, and the next thing you know, the Knicks go on a 15-0 run to take a 51-38 lead going in at halftime. But in the fourth quarter, they defended, they had steals, they had offensive rebounds, and the three ball, which was so important to last year's success, reappeared. 9 of them in the fourth quarter.
Mike, we are 14. As you mentioned, they get to 7-7. Tempo of the game, what do you see for the Cavs right now? The league is, they've been run out by some of these younger teams early. What do you see for them is really the tempo they want? I know last night sometimes they got a little too slow, but they really aren't really a team now that can play that fast. What do you see right now as ultimately being the way they need to play?
They tried to get the ball back down the floor quickly, get in the attack mode before the Knicks should set up their half-court defense. And I think Toronto will continue to harp on that. And it may never get to be where other teams are playing at the pace and tempo. That's just not the style of play for LeBron, for guys like Wade, the older players. But I think Toronto figures, if I don't keep harping on it, we don't keep saying that this is how we have to get it down, we're going to use up another 2 or 3 seconds before we get over the half-court line, and then we'll have that many fewer seconds to move the ball, swing the ball, and make the extra pass. So if they get it down the floor in 4 seconds, now you've got yourself 20, 19 seconds left on the 24-second clock to run your half-court sets to make a pass out of the double team, swing it around, and try and find an open shooter. And I believe that's part of the reason why he keeps harping on it, and also that he feels that will help get them in better shape, because nobody was satisfied with how they were as far as conditioning went in the first couple games of this season. Admittedly, the shortened training camp affected a lot of teams. The Cavs are one of them. Older players, not as athletic, not as quick and fast as a lot of the younger teams. And it caught them in a number of these games in transition defense.
Coach, I think Ty Lue was asked if he said anything after he benched all the starters. He said he didn't. You were, in your years of coaching, there were times where really you don't have to say anything. When you sit them all down like that, that's a pretty strong statement, isn't it?
So they're smart enough to understand. They look out there and say, uh-oh, there's none of us out there right now. We're all sitting next to each other on the bench and look up at the scoreboard. And they get the message. They get the idea. And look, you know, you can turn to them and say, anybody can be down 20 points in the game. That's not the point. We need you guys to get us back into the game. It wasn't happening. you turn to someone else, and that's part of the reason why when you talk about a deep roster and a talented roster, there are nights where that first group may not have it, and you turn to that second unit, and whether it's Fry, you know, Fry had a wide open early look on a three that was very important earlier in the game that he missed. But he comes right back in that fourth quarter and makes one. And Wade has a huge fourth quarter. Offensive rebound, a steal, all small things that may go unnoticed. And then, again, second game in a row, Korver all of a sudden, huge fourth quarter. Five threes in, 19 of his 21 points. These are all big, big steps in this Cavs team becoming a deep team with a lot of cohesiveness in it.
Charlotte, tomorrow night, 104-101 win last night. Jim Jones later at 8:20 this morning. More on Cavs HQ, 7-8 tonight. Former Cavs coach Mike Fratello with his take. Good stuff. Coach, thanks. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, guys.